the community's two larger processing plants run by Icicle Seafoods and Trident Seafoods bring hundreds of workers into town for the summer months. Both companies plan to have a closed campus for employees who live on site, while community members who work there will be coming and going from those plants. Here's Icicle Seafoods' Julianne Curry.
Icicle facilities are operating as closed campuses this year. Employees that live on the property have to remain on property at all times, except for designated personnel that are conducting business-critical operations off-site. We've developed a quarantine plan for our incoming employees, although no additional employees are scheduled to arrive until closer to the summer processing season.
Icicle expects a total of about 380 workers there this season, including the seasonal workforce and the 93 employees who live in Petersburg. Curry says all employees traveling into Alaska are now being tested in Seattle before they come here, and workers will be quarantined when they arrive. Beyond that, the company plans regular screening and temperature checks. Icicle has room for isolating sick employees. Curry says an employee needing hospital care would likely be medevaced out of Petersburg. Icicle has also added security on site and is taking other measures to limit disease spread.
We're taking all the necessary steps to limit in-person interactions whenever possible, including with the office, the dock, the plant workers, and our fishermen. We're actively working with our fishermen to keep them informed so they can partner in our efforts to protect our Petersburg home. And the situation's very fluid, so we incorporate new information into our plans and procedures every single day.
Both Icicle and Trident Seafoods submitted workforce protection plans to the state and the borough governments. Trident spokesperson Shannon Carroll says his company planned to bring the bulk of its seasonal workers to Petersburg in late May. He says quarantine is the biggest tool for limiting COVID spread.
So we have a 14-day quarantine in Petersburg at a local hotel. That's a monitored quarantine to make sure that it's adhered to. And then we do testing in partnership with the local hospital near the end of the quarantine, and obviously require a negative test result in order to go to work.
Trident also plans a closed campus for non-resident workers and daily health and temperature screenings. Carroll points out that his company has been processing fish in other parts of Alaska since the beginning of the year and at its plants in the lower 48.
We're not trying to take a victory lap by any means, but we feel pretty confident that the protocols we have in place are really rigorous and up to the best practices or exceed them. So we do feel confident going into the summer.
The borough's incident commander, Carl Hagerman, has reviewed the company's plans and is supportive.
Time will tell, you know, the rubber meets the road when we start implementing the plans. What I'm seeing and hearing from them is that they're very committed to upholding those plans, and we need that to happen for Petersburg to have a successful summer.
State officials say they've learned from outbreaks in meat and poultry packing plants in other parts of the country, and they point to guidance from the Centers for Disease Control on limiting COVID spread in those kinds of facilities. In mid-May, the state issued enhanced protective measures for seafood processing workers. Those include three options for completing a quarantine, either before, during, or after travel into the state. Dr. Ann Zink, the state's chief medical officer, answered questions from Petersburg health officials about seasonal workers in May.
Whenever we have more people, whenever we have more travel, and whenever we have people working or living in tight, close quarters, we expect more cases. And the fishing industry fits many of those criteria. So we've been working hard with our federal partners as well as our industry partners to try to mitigate that risk.
Zink says the state is encouraging companies to quarantine their workforce outside of Alaska and test before those workers travel here.
Many of them are doing that, and they are getting positives in the lower 48, and they have been sharing that with the other industry partners. So those aren't showing up on our numbers. Those aren't showing up on our press conferences because they're not Alaskan numbers, but it's part of the work that's being done behind the scenes.
The state is also trying to do more testing of its workers in larger urban areas instead of in smaller rural communities because of testing supplies. A testing facility was started in the Anchorage Airport in May. Petersburg Medical Center CEO Phil Hofstetter has been trying to get the message out about the need for more testing supplies here.
We just don't have the supplies and swabs and cartridges, reagents, et cetera, to be able to provide a higher level of testing. Although we would love to do that. We really want to do that.
He'd like to expand asymptomatic testing to first responders and seafood workers if supplies are available. Other communities are starting to do more widespread testing as those supplies allow, and some of that testing is catching positive cases for incoming workers and others. State public health officials expect to see an overall increase in case counts as restrictions on businesses and daily life are eased and removed. They also told Petersburg officials that restrictions could return in response to local outbreaks. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.